The artist Larissa Brown used to work in a big office for the Salvation Army. One day, she took a sculpture class, and she started making art pieces from the supplies at work, shipping tags and staplers and desk chairs. She finally quit her job, and now her art pieces show up in places like the lobby of a Portland office building, where she installed a towering 13-foot-high curve of yellow interoffice envelopes. But Larissa Brown gets her office materials the same way you and I do.
I'm Larissa. I'm here at a huge office supply mega store that I'm not going to name because they declined my request for a donation of typewriter ribbon. But I am here shopping, and one of the things I like to do is just go up and down the aisles at office supply stores and look at things. I like the envelope aisle because there are a lot of each thing, and the paper is really yummy. And I'm one of those people who opens things. They probably hate me, but I try to close them back up. And so I open boxes and feel everything. I like to feel the paper because with the envelopes, if I'm going to do something with a lot of envelopes, they have to be really wonderful envelopes. And these are kind of thin. I kind of stretch what people actually use at work. I err on the side of things that look better as art. So it might not be the exact kind of envelope you would actually use in the office, but it's one that looks good. Ooh, look at these. These are weird. These are called rubber fingertips. And they're really weird looking, and oh, they feel funny too. They're brown rubber things that you put on your fingers in order to, I guess, to easily pick up paper. And they're kind of translucent and really organic looking. And I could see a whole bunch of those together doing something weird with a light inside.
Oscar, I'm holding on line two. Oscar, line two.
Hi. So what's 25 times 12? That's a lot of rubber fingertips.
Why did you buy so many fingertips?
I'm an artist. I'm making a sculpture out of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're actually kind of neat looking. Have you looked at them?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. You have a good day.
I think I want to bring a sense of wonder to the everyday. And I was spending my everyday in the office. And those were the things that were at my fingertips and the things that I was spending time with. All the pressures of work and the stress of work. And there are the demands and the expectations of others. And there are strained relationships. There are things that people expect from you and ways that they work with you that you don't like and that you can't as openly deal with as you would like. And so a lot of different undercurrents form in an office among the people who work there. I also think that in our office lives, we do create a lot of rituals and repetitive things, and there are a lot of patterns that are right there on our desks, and we probably don't notice them. And what I try to do is just amplify them by, instead of having a cup full of beautiful pencils, I have a room full of beautiful pencils. I'm just trying to take those things that are already there and blow them up so that you see them in a different way and think, wow, about the things that you see every day. I typed a list of things that I had worried about over the course of a year. Cat hair clogging up typewriter, making the team lose, flesh-eating bacteria, being late for everything all the time. The reason I made a sweater out of that is because I felt like having those worries in the material created almost an armor for the person who would be wearing it. And in fact, the name of the piece is Mail because it resembles chainmail. It's huge stitches knitted out of the typewriter ribbon. Verification of site control, stress levels, time management, bringing inadequate gift to the white elephant. One of the things that I find to be really interesting about working in a big office is that you can feel like a cog in a big machine a lot of the time, but there's also a real sense of community, a safety, and there's a camaraderie and a friendship there. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Larissa.
How are you?
Good. Do you want to meet later so we can figure out what we've got on the agenda for today?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I'm a consultant and I work here only one day a week, I don't really have my own office. So I just bring my laptop computer and I bring my little PDA/phone. I really don't have any photos around or things that someone normally would who has their own office. But I love to look at them, and I like to walk around the office sometimes when no one's there and look at all their family pictures and baby pictures and wedding pictures and see what people do with the workspace. A full-time person spends a lot of their waking hours in their office, and it's a real expression of who they are.
Hi.
Hello, Laura. This is Laura Fitzpatrick. She's the chief financial officer, and you can see from her very clean desk that she is a completely organized woman.
Which is completely different from every other part of my life.
I was looking for a place to show some of my work that was an office, and I just talked to her about it, and she really liked the quilt. I call it Binky because it's a security blanket, and it is a quilt that's made of calendars and day planner pages that are written on. They're used. I got a quilt book that had patterns in it, and I just cut out these pieces as if it were fabric. And I actually did try to sew them together, but the holes in the paper were too large, and this paper isn't meant to be used this way. And so what I did instead was to glue it all together.
It hung in the conference room for probably 2 months, so it went through a cycle of about, you know, 8 or 10 committee meetings, and it was fun, and it was great to see people's reactions when they came in because it wasn't typical office art.
I think you can have really bad days where you feel like, you know, all you're doing is leaving a legacy of binders, and then you can have other days where you feel like you've really made a difference in the world by going to work. And I want to reflect both of those things. I want people to feel a sense of wonder about their work, as well as be able to say, yeah, it sucks too.
You can see pictures of Larissa Brown's work on our website, studio360.org. Dimae Roberts produced our piece along with hearingvoices.com.